You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear friends, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day where we explore the timeless wisdom today of Imam Ali alayhi salam and its relevance in our lives today. Today's reflection comes from a powerful statement which is interesting. He says, "Whoever sees the faults of others and condemns them, yet accepts the same for himself, he is the very definition of a fool." Whoever sees the faults of others and condemns them, yet accepts the same for himself, is the very definition of a fool. We often judge others harshly. Isn't that true? We often judge others harshly for behaviors we excuse in ourselves. But why does this happen? And how can we avoid this trap? Let's explore the psychology behind it and some practical ways to break free. Studies in cognitive dissonance show that people naturally justify their own mistakes while criticizing the same behavior in others. A famous study by Stanford University found that when people were confronted with their own contradictions, they often reacted defensively rather than correcting themselves. Imam Ali alayhi salam calls this out as true foolishness. Seeing a flaw clearly in others, but failing to recognize it in oneself. So, before criticizing someone, ask yourself, do I do the same thing? If yes, focus on self-improvement before passing judgment. So, neuroscientists suggest that regular self-reflection helps reduce blind spots in our behaviors. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy family, encouraged muhasabah, self-accountability, as a daily practice. So at the end of the day, reflect. Did I judge someone unfairly today? If so, how can I work on that trait in myself? Keeping a private journal can help track your progress. So next time you would stay away from judging others and like fault finding in others. Imam Ali alayhi salam reminds us that wisdom begins with self-awareness. The foolish person is quick to condemn others, but blind to their own flaws. Instead, let's be among those who turn every criticism outward first inward, using it as a mirror for growth. Thanks for tuning in. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who might find it meaningful. See you next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.